Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. I had a friend go through a pretty nasty experience, and at the end of it, we were praying through, and there was this part of like, Lord, you say that you protect, and I felt completely unprotected, and I felt like I was just fed to the lions. And the Lord was so swift and so clear. And he said, well, that Daniel was fed to the lions, but that doesn't mean he was consumed. He probably didn't say it quite that sarcastically. That's my interpretation. And I thought, oh, so what we're dealing with here is about perception versus reality. Oh, okay. So we keep praying through. And at the end, this is really deep. Whew. At the end, we started talking about Moses because Moses, I mean, you think about how the Lord sent him to deal with Pharaoh. And in many ways, I read this story and I'm like, Lord, this was not nice. Like, you are supposed to be a kind and loving God, and yet you sent Moses with a bag of tricks that the Egyptian magicians could imitate. That would be so embarrassing if you think about it. You're like, hey, y'all, I got a word from the Lord. I'm going to, you know, let my people go. Here's how I'm going to prove how powerful the Lord is. Look at this, what I can do. And all the magicians are like, uh-huh, we can do it too. Oh, horrible, horrible situation. And so obviously, there's more to the story. The first skirmish was not the entire war, thank God. And in the end, the Lord's purposes do prevail, and he did bring the Israelites out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and the Egyptians they saw were seen no more forever. I mean, it's a powerful story. But it's not like Moses' life grew materially easier after that. I was listening to the books of the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, and it is kind of like a train wreck to be listening to. Oh my goodness. I mean, unfaithful Israelite story after unfaithful Israelite story. And this is not in judgment. I don't know if you've ever been really, really thirsty, but it's really, really not fun. So the challenge with the children of Israel, of course, is that they had seen the Lord's provision in pretty miraculous ways. And so their heart posture, though, wasn't, oh, Lord, how are you going to get us out of this mess? It was like, did you bring us out here to die? You know, and at some point the Lord is like, are you kidding me? No, what are you thinking? But you have Moses who's dealing with this day after day, year after year. And there are these times I'm listening to this in the message, which is just so fresh in its voice. You know, and Moses is like, could you please just kill me? I did not give birth to these people. I do not want to be their parent. Please make it stop. Oh. So then you think about this and you're like, okay, Moses finally died full of years. He was probably kind of ready. And it's so beautiful, you know, because Moses doesn't get to go into the promised land, which as a young child, I was like, oh, drat, you know, he worked all this time and didn't even get to go in. And then he appears on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. And you think about this, like, here's Jesus. And I suspect that he was just tired in his point of ministry. So Moses and Elijah got to come and talk with him and counsel him about what it's like to be a leader when it really stinks. And what it's like to be a man. I mean, I just think that is precious. That you think about Moses' life, that he looked with God as a man to his friend. You know, when God was rebuking Aaron and Miriam, his siblings, for their own little act of rebellion, he was kind of like, yeah, you're all my children. That's awesome. But Moses actually talks to me face to face. So, okay, if we think about Moses' life in the practical realm, I suspect there were a whole lot of days that he woke up and was like, okay, it's going to be a long day today too. So there is that reality. And yet, was Moses unprotected? No, the Lord was with him. And beyond that, when we think about this, Moses had the Lord in a measure that is almost unfathomable. And yes, we could say Moses also wrote 5 of the books of the Bible, that he still is honored and venerated. And if that's even the word that I'm looking for, I'm not trying to say like overly honored, but just he's held in high esteem. He's in the heroes, like the hero of faith passage. He's, it would not be bad to be Moses, is my point. And yet we say that in the midst of a life that would have been very challenging. And so I say this because I think sometimes it's helpful to even just remember, what is it that we're after in the world? Are we after the worldly accolades? Would it have been nicer to be like, well, I'm Pharaoh, everybody bows down before me, I'm pretty cool. I mean, for a while, maybe. But Lord, in the end, we actually just want you. We want you to be glorified through our lives. We want you to be the one who is at the center of all that we do, of all that we say. Lord, would you be glorified in the things that we do? And Lord, I truly am asking for your perspective of what success looks like, for your perspective of what it looks like to be protected. Lord, when I think about taste and see that the Lord is good, Lord, the truth is that you are, even when the circumstances don't really seem to be reflecting that. And so, Lord, I'm asking that you would give us the grace to be able to always be tasting and seeing that you are good. Thank you, Lord. Amen.